An upper-level high-pressure system over the southwest. We call it the Ring of Fire, keeping the heat in there. And what might bring some cooling, the westerlies, those have moved up to Canada. And so we continue with the heat. 109 in Phoenix today. It'll be 91 in New Orleans. So we're looking at heat that stretches all the way across to the east. That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, August 20th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American television personality and weather forecaster Al Roker, born in Queens, New York in 1954. A journalist, actor, and author as well, he is the current weather anchor on NBC's Today Show and also serves as the program's third-hour co-host. Roker initially wanted to be a cartoonist. He was raised Catholic in the faith of his mother and graduated from Xavier High School in Manhattan, where he worked on several projects as a member of the school's Cartooning and Illustration Club. He attended the State University of New York at Oswego, where he received a degree in communications in 1976. He worked as a weather anchor for CBS affiliate WHEN-TV in Syracuse from 1974 until 1976, while he was studying at Oswego. During his time there, he also DJed at the campus radio station, WNYO. Following the completion of his studies, Roker moved to Washington and took a weathercasting position at independent station WTTG, remaining there for most of the next 2 years. His career with NBC began in 1978 when he was hired at WKYC in Cleveland. Next, he was promoted to the network's flagship outlet, WNBC, in his hometown. Within just 8 months, he became the station's regular weeknight weatherman. From 1983 to 1996, Roker was the regular substitute on the NBC News program, NBC News at Sunrise. Beginning in 1990, he filled in for Willard Scott on the Today Show. In 1995, he became the host of his own weekend talk program on CNBC. In early 1996, when Scott announced his semi-retirement from Today, Roker got the regular weekday weather assignment. His studio remote forecasts and on-the-street audience interviews became regular standard fare, leading to even more interviews and features on the show over time. And the quirkier, the better. For example, in 2005, Roker reported from inside Hurricane Wilma. A popular viral video shows him swept off his feet by the fierce wind and clinging to the cameraman. Roker has hosted NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade since 1995, as well as programs on the Food Network, namely Roker on the Road and Tricked Out Tailgating, where he demonstrates his talent as an avid barbecue enthusiast. And as if he didn't have enough to do, it was announced on September 5, 2018, that Roker would be featured in the Broadway musical Waitress for a 6-week run in October and November. He has even co-authored a series of murder mysteries beginning in 2009 that feature Billy Blessing, a celebrity chef turned amateur detective. The second book in the series, The Midnight Show Murders, published in 2010, was nominated for a Nero Award. The Morning Show Murders, also published in 2010, was made into a 2018 movie on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries with Holly Robinson Peete in the lead role. In 1984, Roker married WNBC producer Alice Bell. They divorced 10 years later. In 1995, he married fellow journalist Deborah Roberts, who met Roker when she joined NBC in 1990 as a reporter. At 66, the ever-busy Mr. Roker is always looking for the next opportunity to do something new and exciting. Well done, sir, and happy birthday. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 20th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.